Sharon Pickup is the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management at the Government Accountability Office. She's here to talk about how the Army and Marine Corps are having problems sometimes and sometimes succeeding with that same issue, and share potentially some lessons learned. Sharon, thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
The gist of this, the report that that we're talking about today, you looked at training for the Army and the Marine Corps and how the each service understands what the other is doing. Talk about more specifically what you looked at as far as how each interacts with the other.
Okay, you're exactly right. We did look at training in the Army and Marine Corps, and the focus of this particular report, which we issued earlier in May, was language and cultural training. In other words, the type of training that both the Army and Marine Corps give their soldiers and Marines prior to deploying, for example, to Iraq and Afghanistan. So the context of this was whether or not they had well thought out strategies with specific goals, whether they had clearly defined their requirements, and whether from a broader perspective they were training soldiers and Marines to the same standards and requirements.
The gist that I got from this report is that there was potentially a source of great confusion, because when Army personnel and Marine Corps personnel had to interact with each other, neither necessarily knew that the other person had the same training, experience, understanding that they had. And so there was potential for, in that kind of a situation, some really unfortunate situations. I can see parallels at other agencies, maybe an agency like DHS, where you have a lot of component agencies interacting together, and nobody's really sure what the other person knows or what their expertise is, or things like that.
Well, I think the to pull this issue up a little bit, rather than just between the two services, both have a common goal here, and that they are trying to train their forces to become more proficient in foreign languages and be more aware of the cultures in the countries to which they're going to deploy. So, for example, in Afghanistan, both the Army and Marine Corps are training their forces to speak some of the languages there, and also to become aware of some of the customs and cultural do's and don'ts. And the Central Command, which is the higher command, is responsible for making sure that both of the services have the same sets of requirements. And our report basically said that there was some confusion as to which type of training, which languages, etc., the two services should be training to. So they individually set out on their own and set their own standards and requirements. And so soldiers and Marines were being trained differently. So I think you're exactly right. There needs to be some collaboration and coordination at the higher level so that the services are sure what types of training programs to put in place, so that the folks on the ground have the skills that they need to interact with the local population and the local and the Afghani military.
Did you get a sense of why CENTCOM hadn't taken this on yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to be fair, the Department of Defense and the command, Sunchez Central Command, have been pretty focused on making sure that folks who are professional linguists have the right kind of training. And it's only more recently, in the past several years, with the continued deployments to overseas operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, have they tried to train more of the forces as what they call the general purpose forces with language skills. So they're playing catch up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so the determining the best requirements is lagging behind the need to at least get some training on the books and deploying folks with some kind of training skills.
How does the fact that, according to what the administration has said, will at least be winding down in Afghanistan within the next period of time, mm-hmm. what effect does that have on the recommendations that you're making, if any?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the recommendations that we made is that you have to have a good set of requirements, such as, you know, which language skills that you want to train the forces to and to what level of proficiency. And that's regardless of where forces are going to deploy to. I think one of the challenges that DOD has is that they want a language proficient force, and they have to choose which, you know, they have to be strategic about which languages they're going to train forces in because they can't train to everything. So regardless of whether we have operations in Afghanistan or elsewhere, it's important that you know what your requirements are so that that can determine your programs and what the best way is to deliver the training.